thinking about the concept of dry January.
Okay.
Have you heard of this, Rob?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I know what it is, but just so I know that you know what it is, you tell me.
Don't drink.
You don't drink for a month.
Alcoholic beverages for a month.
You leave the wet brain behind, and you say, I'm going to dry out for the month of January. You could do this with any vice, any addiction.
Sure.
But it has become centered around the concept of alcohol. And I think over the past decade, it's gained a lot of momentum. You hear a lot more people trying it, a lot more coverage of it in the media, a lot more discussion. Mm-hmm. And certain places are taking notice. We're seeing bars that are doing more non-alcoholic drinks.
What a great idea.
Not just for the month of January, but in general, for people that maybe want to go out and not get hammered, still have their faculties when they get home.
That would be me.
Crazy concept. Whatever you want to do. And you also see companies, including one right here in Michigan that we're going to talk to, that are making non-alcoholic seltzers, canned drinks. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for a lot of people that have quit drinking or have gone on a dry January, if you do still want to go out and socialize, you always talk about, I need something in my hand. Like, yeah, I need to be able to fit in.
Yep, yep.
And it also kind of pushes away those questions of, why'd you stop? You know, people don't notice that you're not drinking so much, and that becomes a big topic. Anyway, we're going to talk all things dry January, including with Jason Valhalla about his company and what he's doing with non-alcoholic drinks here in Detroit. We're going to be taking your calls, too. I really want to hear from people about their dry January experiences. Are you doing it currently? Have you tried it? Maybe it didn't work for you.
Yeah.
If you have completed it, what were the health benefits? Like, what did you notice that kind of changed for you that maybe gave you insight to why it's important to do it? That number, as always, 313-577-1019. 313-577-1019 to join that conversation. To kick things off, I'm very excited for our first guest, Tara Jagosinski. She is an award-winning bartender who currently runs the beverage program for a new bar called Dragonfly here in Detroit. Tara, welcome to Culture Shift.
Thank you.
A pleasure to have you. Now, tell me a little bit about the cocktails that you are making at Dragonfly.
So our cocktail menu consists of all low ABV health conscious cocktails. And then the other half of it is all non-alcoholic cocktails. So we're using either a lot of fresh vegetables, fresh juices, or we're actually incorporating non-alcoholic spirits into some of those.
Talk to me a little bit about the idea of a low alcohol content. How does it compare to a regular cocktail in terms of how much you're actually cutting out of the drink?
We're just using lower alcohol content spirits in general. You know, vodkas or bourbons can be up around 80% alcohol proof. We're using ones that are more around 40%.
And what are some of the ways these drinks are made? Like, walk me through a recipe or a cocktail that you actually put on the menu here so people have a better idea of what these options are.
So normally I don't change anything about the way I do my drinks. Most of them are very off-the-wall creative to kind of begin with. I'm just really incorporating different spirits. So one of the ones I have on there uses Campari, which is like a bitter Amaro. That's going to be my main base to the spirit, along with some syrup and some citrus to make it nice, light, and drinkable.
So tell me a little bit about...
You can have... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, please.
The concept is that you can sit there and you can have three or four of these, as opposed to having three or four, say, old fashions, and you'll feel a lot different. You just kind of have that nice buzz without feeling like you just had three or four old fashions.
What was the motivation for Dragonfly to really push this concept and really go forward with the idea of more non-alcoholic or low-alcoholic content cocktails?
That was actually our owner, Sandy Levine. It was his idea. I think it's a genius idea, and I've been super excited to be able to kind of bring it to life and put it together. But he's traveled a lot over the course of his life, and he specifically kind of referenced to me a trip to Spain, and he really loved how they drank there. It was a lot of vermouth, a lot of sherries, a lot of low alcohol content things. So you could kind of drink all day and have a great time, and you were never really feeling like you just had a lot to drink.
When you say that, it makes me think that as Americans, we might have a different relationship with alcohol than they
than
do
Europeans.
Than
yes,
Europeans.
Correct.
So bringing it to the table, bringing it to the bar, what's been the response from the patrons? Are people appreciative of this, or are they sort of taken aback by the idea of going a different direction with what they would normally expect at a cocktail bar?
It's been pretty positive for the most part. You know, we do have a full bar, so people can come in and still get the regular cocktail you would get at any other bar. But we have had a lot of people who are excited who don't drink and can come there and get a drink, and it's in a cocktail glass, and they still feel like they're out having a good time. We draw in a lot of couples where one drinks and the other one doesn't, and they feel like they can still have a date night and are enjoying each other's company without, you know, the wife feeling like she's only limited to Shirley Temple's.
That's a really good point. For a long time, it was just Shirley Temple's, right?
Right.
And now you've been in this bar scene for a while. Have you seen this expansion of non-alcoholic drinks at other bars beyond your own?
Oh, 100%. I think it started years ago where a lot of places in Detroit were putting like one, maybe two non-alcoholics on the menu. And they were creative. You know, we were putting some fresh juices together, maybe some bitters, a little bit of spice. But now I think it's kind of gaining a whole lot more ground where we're putting just as much work into the non-alcoholics as we are the alcoholic cocktails. And just being all over more creative with them. We're garnishing them nicely. We're serving them just like any other drink.
The number to call is 313-577-1019. To talk about your own experiences with Dry January. Are you currently going through a dry January? What's it been like so far for you? What are the benefits? Has it been tough to sort of stay on the wagon during this month? And also for people that are going out to these restaurants or bars, do you appreciate having those non-alcoholic options and what that has been like for you? Go ahead and give us a call at 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. And we do have a caller on the line, Daniel in Ann Arbor.
Hey,
you're
Daniel
on Culture Shift.
Hi, guys. So I just had to call in. I've been doing Dry January now for well over a year. I have been a bartender by trade for much of my life, and alcohol just in the lifestyle that it brought just became too much for me. And, you know, I still serve alcohol. I've taken more of the waiting tables approach than bartending now in my career, but, you know, it's the health benefits and just my overall life has just gotten better since I've cut alcohol out. And it just, I highly recommend it.
Daniel, that's really great feedback on this topic. I'm curious, did you start your journey of sobriety during a dry January and just keep it going from there?
I mean, it kind of started like that with some friends in the industry. And, you know, we would always, you know, after our shift, have a few shift drinks. And then we just kind of started off as a bad, hey, let's see how long we can keep this going. And next thing you know, I'm starting to see positive changes in my life. So I just, you know, I'm the only one still doing it. But, you know, I feel like I've seen the most benefit from it.
Hmm. Daniel in Ann Arbor, thank you so much for that call. We definitely do appreciate it. Again, that number 313-577-1019 to talk about your experiences with Dry January or going out to a bar and restaurant ordering a non-alcoholic drink. 313-577-1019. Let's go to Steven in Clinton Township. You're on Culture Shift.
Hey, Steven. Hello, how are you? Great show, and thank you for bringing this to light, this idea having an alternate to drinking and getting drunk or buzzed is wonderful. There was a problem, though, I read about and I heard somebody suing one of those alcohol-free beer companies because it had a small amount of alcohol in it.
Lost the call there. If we could bring that down. Listening to Culture Shift here on WTET, talking about Dry January. We got another caller, Dana in Southfield. Sorry to the previous caller we lost there. Maybe we need a Dry January around here at the station.
Apparently so. Hold on one second. Dana, are you here?
I am here.
Hey, Dana in Southfield. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking me. Well, I was listening to this, and I'm in full agreement with the concept. I used to be a bartender many, many years ago and enjoy my cocktails now. But what I was realizing is that the little alcohol, the lesser alcohol of liquor is really not much different than changing to beer or wine.
Oh, so you're elaborate on that. What are you saying?
Well, it's not like you're really missing out on the opportunity to have a drink when you're drinking a lower alcohol content. It's just the same as having a glass of wine. You're just drinking it in a liquor form. And I'm loving that the mocktails are being more creative. Some of them are much more interesting than a regular cocktail. So it's great to get something without alcohol that just tastes like it's been crafted. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it has changed quite a bit. Thank you so much for the call. You know, there was a bar in Hamtramck. They had posted on Instagram, hey, for Dry January, we have 12 different canned options that are non-alcoholic. I was like, that is quite a variety. I didn't realize there was actually that many options out there for people. And it does speak to the fact that I think people do want to have more of those options. Also a safety thing. To have that designated driver with you. Or if you're going out and meeting someone new for the first time on a date.
You don't want to be, right? I mean, you just want to have a drink, relax, enjoy the conversation without having it start to slow down and slur and,
Exactly.
And that my partner is not a drinker either. So for us, I get to have a little something. She gets to have her mocktail and enjoy it greatly. And it's just a wonderful social way to be without getting hammered. And especially, I mean, how many of us have been to these parties where people get out of hand? So,
Dana in Southfield, great call. Thank you so much. That number to call is 313-577-1019, 313-577-1019. Talk to us about your Dry January experiences. How's it going for you? What's your experience of going out to the bar and wanting that non-alcoholic option? Great opportunity to sound off on it. Now, Rob, we were talking about the idea of more canned non-alcoholic drinks, and we do have another guest on the line, Jason Lavalla. He is actually running a Detroit-based non-alcoholic seltzer line, I believe. Jason, welcome to Culture Shift.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. It's a pleasure to have you on. So tell me a little bit about this company and why you got it started.
Yeah, so the name of the business is Casamara Club. I think I got it started, it might have been about 4 years ago now. And really, it came from this desire in my own life to make it, really to make it easier to choose something non-alcoholic when I was in the mood for something kind of special or fancy or just nice and relaxing. Something as easy as pouring a spirit into a glass over ice. We started tinkering around with, Clara had mentioned Campari, the Italian bitter that she uses in some of her drinks, Campari and soda, kind of similar to, I think, Sandy, the owner of Dragonfly's story of over in Europe, they're just sort of drinking low alcohol things and soda. And it all sort of came together for me in this little package of what if we took inspiration from, going on vacation to Italy or the Caribbean and put that into something non-alcoholic. And I think also pretty importantly to me anyway, low enough in sugar that you don't feel like you're drinking, like a traditional pop.
So that speaks to the same thing Tara was mentioning, is that it's not only non-alcoholic that people are looking for, but more of a health conscious drink as well. Because if you're slamming down beer every night, that could be 120 calories per beer, right, Jason?
Right. And for me, I've heard this talking to other people. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I don't really think about the calories when I'm drinking alcohol. But as soon as I'm picking something non-alcoholic, I'm like, oh my God, 40 calories? That's way too many. But you made the point yourself. A beer is 3-4 times as much sometimes. And yes, it's nice to be able to pick something that's healthy without it feeling like, I don't know, sometimes these healthy drinks, the stuff that you'll see in grocery stores feel just a little stuffy to me. They feel a little too healthy. And I think what's cool about what Tara is doing and what we're trying to do is just making it fun.
So what are some of the options that you've put together that, that are available if they want to try one of these non-alcoholic drinks?
Oh, well, I'll the two that I'll talk about are two that they have at Bumbo's. That's the Hamtramck bar that you mentioned. So they have our Aperitivo Alta, which is that sort of Campari soda inspired drink. You know, if you've ever had a Negroni cocktail out at a bar, that sort of big, bright, bitter red Italian thing. We sort of turned one of those into a soda. And then the other one is Como. We call that our easy club soda, which is really intended to be a bit more like an orange soda, but with a little bit of mint and chamomile. It's got this really nice Alpine profile that makes me feel like I'm, I don't know, out on a hike.
Definitely speaking to the evolution of non-alcoholic drinks, because you're describing it in the same way that like a sommelier would want to be able to talk about wine.
Yeah,
The language around this is getting a little more sophisticated for sure. 313-577-1019 is the number to call. Talking about non-alcoholic options during Dry January, what has been your experience with Dry January? And are you happy to see this trend arrive? Interesting call here from Bree in Detroit. Let's go ahead and get Bree on the line. Welcome to Culture Shift.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. So I was calling and I was so excited to hear you guys talking about Dry January. This will be, I think, I said before third, but I think it's actually my fourth year doing Dry January. So I'm super excited to see people catching on to this trend.
Do you extend Dry January out as long as you can go each year, or do you just do it for January and then stop?
You know, sometimes I notice that at least the last 2 years, it has rolled over into February and I kind of lost track, which is kind of the point, I guess. But yeah, so sometimes it goes over, sometimes it doesn't.
Do you work in events? I see here in the notes, you're an event person.
Yes, I'm a local event promoter. I produce live music around Detroit. I also used to be in New York. We produce shows in New York as well.
And you said it's really nice to have no drink events. What do you mean by that?
Oh, so, well, no drink events. Some of them, not all of the ones that we do don't have a bar, but some of the events that I used to produce did not have, we had a dry bar. It was no alcohol available. And it just was nice. It was a classical music series. So it was really nice to kind of have a very clear mind to listen to the music and really enjoy the atmosphere. It's very relaxing. So
I was going to ask Tara this, and I guess I could ask you because you're an event producer, that there must be sort of a relaxing atmosphere to it when you know that you are not serving people alcohol, because you just know there's a whole set of problems you are not going to have to deal with.
Yes, I would say absolutely. Knowing that everyone there is just in a very clear headspace, mm-hmm. There are definitely, you don't have to deal with some level of unruliness that happens naturally when there's lots of drinking going on. It just depends on the type of event.
Bree in Detroit, we really appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Keith in Trenton. You're on Culture Shift.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call in and say I realized two things about this. I'm participating. I started one day before New Year's. But I realize now what my triggers are in the evening. When the sun goes down, I want to make some dinner, and my first inclination was to grab that glass of wine or open a beer. And the second thing I wanted to say was that I am now sleeping all the way through the night, and I'm kind of happy with that. I feel much more rested, and I'm drinking a lot more water. And yes, I miss it, but saving a lot of money.
So you said you're about 13 days, just shy of 2 weeks into this Dry January. You're already seeing a changes to your body and health benefits.
I am seeing a change. I'm sleeping all the way through the night, whereas before, it was not uncommon to get up at 2 o'clock and head trudge to the bathroom and lay there. and or not lay in the bathroom, but come back to bed and lay there because of the...
Thank you for clarifying.
We're going to get you some help there, Keith.
Yeah, there you go. But and who hasn't laid on the bathroom floor going, oh, my God, this, you know, where am I? But
I'm never drinking again.
I'm never, and how many times have I said that? And I've been at this, I'm 65, and I've been at this since I was 16. And so, I know what triggers my craving. Mm-hmm. And so I have to battle through that. But I find, too, that if I have something to do in the evening, like go to my grandson's basketball game or we go bowling or something like that, that it's a lot easier to deal with. And I can change, it helps to change the subject in my head. But I do feel better. I'm, like I said, I'm drinking more water and I'm sleeping way. I'm getting 8 or 9 hours of sleep a night. It's great.
Keith and Trenton, thank you so much for that insightful phone call. We really do appreciate that. Some great callers. And Rob, we also got a really great voicemail from a listener yesterday that I wanted to play about their experiences with Dry January.
Hey, my name is Vanessa. I'm in Detroit, and I am currently doing Dry January. I have done it before. I might do a Dry February as well. The excess of the holidays, I feel like, really just always compels me to want to recenter myself with sleep and health. I'm currently reading a book called Quit Like a Woman by Holly Whitaker. And I highly recommend it to every single woman out there, whether you need to or want to quit alcohol or any other addictive habit at all. Thanks. Bye.
Great calls, great voicemails. We really do appreciate people talking about Dry January. Rob, I can definitely hear a lot of excitement in people's voices that we even brought this topic up. Mm-hmm. So I think we're on to something there.
Maybe we should do it again at the end of the month, see how many people made it all the way
through. If they actually went through with it. Yes. Jason, before we let you go, you know, you mentioned one local small business, Bar Bumbo's in Hamtramck, that has your product. Are there other places, independent places in Detroit that people can check out your line if they're looking for those non-alcoholic options?
Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot here. So there are a lot of really great small businesses that I know I'm going to forget a couple, but the ones that I feel like I got to shout out, Anthology Coffee has been selling our stuff from the beginning. Rocco's, the Italian Deli on Cass. I told you.
Those are some really, really good options if people want to check it out. And are you hearing from those businesses? Is it selling for them?
Yeah, you know, I think what's really exciting is that every year around this time, you know, we see sales go up. And I think that sort of focus and attention and, I mean, like what you guys are doing right now, bringing attention to, I think, a really cool and I don't know, exciting, maybe even important thing. I think it's great for everybody. It's great for us, and it's great for the small businesses that we work with.
That's Jason Lavalla. He works with Casamara Club, non-alcoholic sodas that you can purchase. We also talked to Tara Jagosinski. She is the head bartender over at Dragonfly. Really fantastic conversation about Dry January. Thanks to all of the callers that participated, too. This is Culture Shift on WDET.